President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will be traveling to Palm Beach shortly for a weekend of meetings. They concluded their joint press conference about an hour ago. Here's Abe speaking at the press conference through a female translator.
And after lunch, I'm looking forward for a weekend in Florida with Donald. We will play golf together. My scores in golf is not up to the level of Donald at all. But my policy is never up, never in, always aiming for the cup.
Let's bring in on NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, would you say that complimentary clip pretty much sums up the tone of the entire afternoon?
I think it is. And I think always aiming for the cup may wind up being the signature, of this relationship between Trump and Abe. Abe was very Trumpian. It was very interesting. He talked about jobs and autos and investment in the United States. He even joked that he wanted to bring the bullet train to the United States so Trump could get from Trump Tower to Washington, D.C. in just an hour. So that kind of thing. With Donald Trump, flattery will get you everywhere.
Well, but there's a backstory there, of course, because he's talking about the infrastructure and the huge investments Japan wants to make, Japanese companies want to make in the U.S. and building trains and such. But behind that is Donald Trump saying, America first. We want America products and America builders and American companies.
Absolutely. And he has not always talked that way when it comes to Japan. It's interesting that he does now, but he didn't some 30 years ago.
Well, in fact, we have a clip that you found. It's fascinating. President Trump today said that he gave Abe a big hug, not just a handshake when he saw him. But you found this clip. I think it's 1988. It's Donald Trump speaking to David Letterman. Let's listen.
We are living in very precarious times. If you look at what certain countries are doing to this country, such as Japan. I mean, they've totally taken advantage of the country.
Are these the trade deficits we hear about?
I'm talking about the deficits. They come in, they talk about free trade, they dump the cars and the VCRs and everything else. We defend Japan for virtually nothing, which is hard to believe. So when I see all that, I get very nervous. But I think George Bush is going to do a great job, and I think he's going to straighten. Hopefully, he's going to straighten things out.
Yeah, in parts there, Domenico, it sounds like the way he speaks about Mexico now.
Absolutely. It's like Mad Libs. You know, Donald Trump doesn't change, but the target does. You know, it really is a situation in this campaign where it's the moment meeting the man rather than the man meeting the moment. Mm-hmm. And it is fascinating to listen to those old clips. And it wasn't just one time on David Letterman. And you heard David Letterman pipe in there. He did this on Oprah. He did this on Larry King on his old CNN show. You know, this was something for Donald Trump. Japan was a whipping boy. Now that the dynamic changed and Japan's economy changed, now the new protectionist whipping boy is China and Mexico. And you can expect that no matter the time, this Donald Trump is who you would hear talking.
Well, but pick just one piece out, because he also talked about something we've heard him say about EU countries, that we defend Japan for virtually nothing. But this is a long relationship that goes back a long way. We have troops in Okinawa. And a lot of people say, well, you know, it's to our benefit. It's to the U.S.'s benefit to be in Japan.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, the fact is Japan is a key ally for the United States to offset Chinese influence in the Pacific region. And I know Donald Trump likes to talk about bilateral agreements, but that is somewhat playing checkers rather than what a lot of American presidents have tried to do, which is play chess. And Barack Obama, the former president, had tried to set up the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, as a way to isolate China and build relationships with 11 of those countries who were trying to stay out of China's shadow. And that has all been, pushed away by, frankly, both sides in what was a very contentious campaign on very populist and very protectionist.
Okay. The very first question out of the gate from the press to President Trump was about the court decision yesterday, the appeals court siding with the states that had put a stop on Donald Trump's travel bans. In other words, they agreed his travel bans are still frozen. There's no word yet if the Justice Department is going to take the case to the Supreme Court. They could go back to the appeals court. They could rewrite it, start anew. He did not like this question right out of the gate. He said, we're not here for that. But here's part of what he said.
Safety is a primary reason. One of the reasons I'm standing here today is the security of our country. The voters felt that I would give it the best security. So we'll be doing something very rapidly having to do with additional security for our country. You'll be seeing that sometime next week. In addition, we will continue to go through the court process, and ultimately, I have no doubt that we'll win that particular case.
Domenico, do you know what we might be seeing next week?
Well, the Trump administration is in a box here. I mean, the Supreme Court is 4-4 right now because there is no ninth justice to replace Antonin Scalia yet. So if it were to go to the Supreme Court in its current form and it was locked at 4-4, it would go back and defer to the lower court ruling, which would essentially slap down the Trump immigration ban. So, you know, aside from going and trying to revise the law or the executive order, they're going to have some problems.
Right, because there is a time limit. We have to remind ourselves one of the bans was for 90 days, the other 120. And so they cannot wait for that appointee. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro on another, you know, the end of the third week of the Trump administration ending with a ban.
Has it only been 3 weeks?
Yes.
My goodness.
Yep. It's just so much going on. Domenico, thank you.
All right, thanks.